Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. This is Showing Up for Dailies. This is our prayer igniter to start your day. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the motto of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. And in verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to our Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So as we show up, daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get knowledge and wisdom from him, and to be healed and delivered from him. Not only does he supply us with our physical sustenance, our daily bread, but he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up to the glory and honor of God. Our scripture today is from Psalms 104, and I will begin reading it. Pray without ceasing. Please note that this program will end abruptly so that you may continue in prayer and move heaven. This series is a weekday fire starter to get your day going in prayer. God bless. And then I am reading from Psalms 104, and then I just will continue reading until the Spirit of the Lord stops me. Amen. This is going to be a little bit different than most days. Amen. I'm just going to begin reading, amen, and giving glory to the Lord. Amen. This, amen, is going to be my form of worship. Amen. As I begin to acknowledge the Lord, amen, as we go forth in prayer. And giving him glory and giving him honor, because we should always acknowledge the Lord. The beginning of that model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples, he acknowledged the Lord first. And then he said, "Our Father who art in heaven, holy and righteous is his name." He said, "Hallowed be thy name." And then holy and righteous is his name. Hallowed, holy is thy name. Glory to God. First giving honor to him. Giving him honor and giving him glory, because holy and righteous is the Lord. So first we give him honor. First we acknowledge him, that he is God, that there is no other, that he is the only holy, the only living. He is the only God. He is the one who sustains us. Without him, we could not and would not be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be praying for government today, for government. Amen, because we are lifting up the God of righteousness and the God of justice, and we're asking the Lord, amen, to bless our government, amen, the ones that he has given. He's the one who established government, so we're asking the Lord to bless the government, amen, and to give them a mind to be just and wisdom, and to give them knowledge, and to enable them to bring forth the justice, amen, that the Lord has given them to bring forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Righteous is the Lord. Holy is your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Lord God, I acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. I acknowledge you in all that you are, oh God. Father God, I acknowledge you, Lord. You are the great I am. You are the sustainer of all things, Lord God. All things, all things, all things, Lord God. All the glory that is, Lord God, is in you. You are glorious, oh God. Everything, Lord God, that was made by you. Oh, Lord God, and all glory that is to be given, Lord God, should be and is given to you and to you alone. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the cloud his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire, who layeth the foundations of the earth, that it be removed forever. Thou covers it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
mountain. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hastened away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Holy is our God. Holy is his name. Glorious is our God and glorious is his name. Oh, Lord God, we honor you today. We give you glory and we give you praise, oh God. We honor you, Lord God, with all that we are and with all that we know and with all that we have. You are our sustainer. You are our keeper. You are, Lord God of God, the King of kings, the Lord of. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our salvation. Of our faith, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, Lord God. You are our strength today. You are our keeper, Lord God. You are the lifter of our head. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You are the one, Lord God, that sustains us in battle. You are our keeper, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, you are the one that brings bread unto our table. You are the bread of heaven. Sustainer of our life, Lord God. You bring bread unto our table, Lord God, and you are the sustainer of our souls, Lord God. You give us the bread of heaven, and you give us the bread on our table. And Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the bread, Lord God, that you bring, Lord God, that we call bread as in finances. Lord God, we're not leaving that out either. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our people. Socially, we thank you, Lord, that you are our keeper. Emotionally, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our keeper. Psychologically, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our keeper. Financially, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a good shepherd, a good father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are good in all of your ways. You are righteous in all of your ways. You are faithful in all of your ways. You are a good, good father, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, you are merciful and you are gracious. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us what we deserve. Lord God, you have been merciful to us and that we have not received that we deserve. And you have been gracious to us and that you have given us so much greater, Lord God. You have rained your favor upon us. Lord God, your great salvation that you have given us. Oh, Lord, and we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you have given unto us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding. Thank you for leading us into all truth. Thank you for sustaining. Thank you for leading us into the Holy of Holies, the way. Thank you for leading us into the Word and showing us the secrets of righteousness and of holiness and of hope. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory today. Lord, we thank you for the things that you're doing and for that you are yet to do. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, Lord God, that you lined up for us and for those that are about to knock on our door. We thank you, Lord God, for the surprises that are waiting for us in our mailboxes, Lord God, and those breakthroughs, Lord God, that are about to come forth into the earth realm. We give you glory, oh God, for the things, Lord God, that you have awaiting us. Today, we thank you, Lord God, for those things. Father God, oh Lord God, as we lift up our position, our petition before you today, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we're giving you glory even right now, Lord God. Father, we have seen things with our eyes, Lord God, that are disturbing. Lord God, we have seen things, Lord God, that have brought tears to our eyes. Lord, we have watched the injustices, Lord, and we have seen things, Lord God, that have grieved our hearts, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that these things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're lifting up our governments right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up our federal government. We're lifting up our state governments, Lord. We're lifting up our local governments right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lifting up all governing bodies right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting them up, Lord God, asking, Lord God, that name of Jesus. I'm praying against, Lord God, every corruption right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord God that the Holy Ghost rain down on them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, push back every evil, Lord God, in our governing bodies right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Evil in the governing bodies right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I'm focusing now, Lord. I'm focusing now, Lord God, on the White House right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Focusing, Lord God, on the executive branch right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up the President of the United States. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and I'm asking, Lord, specifically, Lord God, that you reign on our President right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I'm asking you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, rain on him specifically. Lord, and what I'm asking for, Lord, is that you would fill him full of the Holy Ghost and Father right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that you turn him, Lord God, just like you turned the king, Lord God, you said, Lord God, in your word, that you can turn the heart of the king just like you can turn the what? Just like you can turn a river, you can turn the heart of a king. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that you turn the heart of our president, Lord, back to you, that you turn, oh God, in the name of Jesus, remove every demonic presence from around him right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, oh, Lord God, that is not speaking truth in his ears, cause him to fall off right now in the name of Jesus. Every one of the columns, cause them to fall off right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to retire, cause them to quit. I don't care how they move, just cause them to move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, fill and full of the Holy Ghost and fire right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Fill and Lord, I know I'm not praying to move, Lord, because you said that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord God, fill our president full of your spirit, Lord God, full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, your spirit reigns, Lord God. And Lord, if you move from the top, Lord God, of our government, Lord, it will trickle down to the bottom, Lord God, move, Lord God, from the top, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm starting from the top, Lord God. I'm praying from the top, Lord God. And I'm asking, Lord, that you fill our president full of your fire, Lord God. Full of your body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Full of your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And every president, every king, every governing, Lord God, every reigning principality, Lord God, in every nation, Lord God, that listens to this broadcast, Lord God, whether it be a king, whether it be a prime minister, Lord God, whether, I don't know what their president or whatever it is, Lord God, whatever the governing body is, Father God, fill them with the Holy Ghost and fire right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whoever governs over your nation, let them be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire right now in the name of Jesus. That is the prayer in the name of Jesus. That's my request. What I am requesting of heaven, Lord God, that you fill them full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And I'm also asking that of the state governing bodies and the local governing bodies and the police department, Lord God. So, Lord God, and the local citizens and the local representatives, Lord. But I'm asking, Lord God, especially, Lord, of the federal governing, Lord God, the main governing body, Lord God, the head. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is my prayer. That's my prayer for every nation, that their leader be full of the Holy Ghost and fire. That is my prayer. That is my prayer. That is the prayer that I lead on today as we wait in the presence of the Lord. That is my prayer, oh God. That is my petition, Lord God. That is my petition, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill our president. Our leaders, Lord God, full of your Holy Ghost and fire, full of your power, full of your authority, Lord God. Change the hearts, Lord God. Change the minds, Lord God. Change the direction, Lord God. And change them, Lord.
the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.